This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 16 says, "In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." The shield was rectangular in shape, and the shield was usually covered with leather for a purpose. Sometimes they would even soak the leather before a battle in water so that when a flaming arrow would come at you, which would ruin your day if it hit you, by the way, a flaming arrow, it would go into the leather and be extinguished. Isn't it interesting? Paul uses the analogy, it's your faith in Christ that extinguishes the flaming arrows. What are the flaming arrows in your life? May I tell you what a flaming arrow is? When you're walking along and all of a sudden you're tempted to steal, it's a flaming arrow. You're tempted to do something immoral. You're tempted to violate your conscience. You're tempted to do something that's unethical. That's a flaming arrow coming at you. And Paul says it's your faith in Christ that will help you to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Who's the evil one? Satan. You know, Satan is not some mythological being that we read about in literature, in fiction. He's not the stuff of fictional novels that people read. He's reality. And that's why spiritual warfare is real, it's personal, and it requires spiritual equipment to deal with it. Verse 17 says, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Can you imagine being in Iraq or Afghanistan today and walk around that country in a combat zone and not wear a helmet? Can you imagine how vulnerable you would feel if you didn't have a helmet on? And so it is, our helmet, according to Paul, is our salvation, our relationship to God the Father through the Son. And isn't it interesting, the symbolism there, the helmet protects the brain, the helmet protects the mind, the thinking of the person, and it's Christ, our relationship with Him, that protects us. You know, when you have a relationship with God the Father through the Son, you look at everything differently because your mind is different. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We take on a new way of thinking. The Lord is not interested in tweaking your thinking a little bit. He's interested in changing it completely. Now I'm going to focus on the last two, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and prayer. Most preachers talk about the Word of God as an offensive weapon, and it is. But the sword was also a major defensive weapon for this reason. One expert pointed out this, that every time a soldier would use a sword offensively, he'd use it 100 times defensively, warding off the strikes and the blows of the enemy. They would put up the sword to block an attack. They would put it over here to block an attack on this side and over here for an attack on this side. So it was used defensively and offensively. And isn't it interesting what it is? It's the Word of God. The Word of God has power in your life in ways that you will never know, get this, until you use it. Every preacher has a half dozen stories. One of my favorite stories is told by a missionary who was a missionary in Africa at the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was a medical missionary. He was a doctor. He said there was one tribe that he worked with called the Buchana tribe. The men bragged about their machismo, how macho they were. They would say that men do not cry, only women and children weep or cry. And he said he remembers removing a tumor the size of a walnut or a golf ball from the neck of a man without any anesthetic. Folks, you've got to hear the end of this story tomorrow on Cross Hope. It's so powerful. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you and tune in tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.